In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
The variations of the word truth, in the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this program, we are going to attract your kind attention to the hidden meaning of the variations of the word, truth. You are kindly requested to listen carefully to these meanings.
There are many verses in this regard. First verse. O you who believe, be careful of your duty to Allah, and be with the true ones. The Holy Quran 9:119. The blessed Sheikh Tabarsi has said that in the recitation of Ibn Mas'ud and Ibn Abbas it is, be with the true ones, means that follow the religion of the one practices what he preaches, and be their friend and companion. And, it is related from Ibn Abbas that, be with Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, and his companions. It is related from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, be with the Ali Muhammad. In Basairat Darajat, it is related from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that, Sayadagin means, we. And, it is narrated from Imam Riza, alayhi salam, that, Sayadaghun means the 12 infallible Imams, alayhim assalam, who with their obedience, are going to completely verify and confirm Allah and His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, in Manaqib, from Bukhari and Omari chains of narrators, it is narrated, from Ibn Umar that, be with Muhammad and Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam. In the book, Kamaluddin, there is a tradition from Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, that, when this verse was revealed, Salman, Ramatullah alayhi, asked, O Messenger of Allah, is this verse general or special? The Prophet replied, it is ordered for all general people and all the believers ordered to this. And Sayyadagin are specially my brother Ali and after him his successors, 12 infallible Imams, till the Day of Judgment. The Blessed Sheikh Tusi, in Majelis, has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, be with the true ones, means, be with Maulana Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has said that, Sayyadakin are the 12 infallible Imams. This is one of those verses, with which the scholars have proved the obedience of the 12 infallible Imams, and the reason is that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ordered all the faithful to remain with the Sayyadakin, and it is apparent that, it does not mean to be with them physically, but to practice and follow their sayings, actions, and their ideology. It is well known that, the Almighty Allah does not generally order to follow and obey that person who himself sins and transgresses. They should be such that, they must not on the least, commit mistake in words or actions, so much so that, their obedience in all matters, should be incumbent. Also the Ummah has consensus that, the address in Quran, is general, and for all times, and not any particular period, so it is necessary that, in all times and ages, there should be an infallible Imam, alayhi salam, that, the believers of this age should be able to follow.
Second verse. And whoever obeys Allah and the Apostle, these are with those upon whom Allah has bestowed favors from among the prophets, and the truthful, and the martyrs, and the good, and a goodly company are they. The Holy Quran 4:69. In Misbah al-Anwar, it is narrated by Anas, that one day the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayed the morning prayers with us, and after that turned his holy face towards us, so I asked the Prophet about the tafsir of this verse. He replied, Prophets refers to me, the truthful refers to my brother Maulana Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, martyrs refers to my uncle Hamza, pious refers to my daughter the Lady Fatima, salam Allah alayha, and both her sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, alayhimas salam. The blessed Kolani has related from Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, that when Allah will gather the future and the past people, from them, we seven will be the best people who are from the children of Abdul Muttalib. The prophets, alayhim as-salam, are the best amongst the creatures of Allah, and our Prophet is better than all of them. After this, are the vicegerents of the Prophets, who are the best in the nations, and the vicegerents of our Prophets are better than all the previous vicegerents, and after the vicegerents our martyrs are best of all the martyrs, and Hazrat Hamza is the leader of the martyrs, and he is great, and Hazrat Jafar, whom Allah has bestowed two wings, with which he flies with the angels in paradise, Allah has not given this blessing to anyone before him, and it is that affair that Allah has blessed the Ummah of Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then both the grandsons of the Prophet, Hassan and Hussein, alayhim as-salam, and then is the Mahdi of this Ummah, and Allah will make anyone he wishes the Mahdi from our Ahlul Bayt. And then, he recited this verse. These are they on whom Allah bestowed favors, the Holy Quran 19:58.
Also Sulaiman Dalami narrated that he says that, I was in the presence of Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, suddenly his great companion Abu Basr entered, and he was breathing heavily, and when he sat down the Imam asked, O Abu Muhammad, why are you breathing so heavily? He replied, may I be sacrificed for you, my breathing has come up, and my bones have become thin, and my death has come near. I don't know what would be my condition in the hereafter. Imam said, O Abu Muhammad, you talk like this. He said, why I should not say so? The Imam said, Allah has mentioned you in the Quran, when he said, and whoever obeys Allah and the Apostle, these are with those upon whom Allah has bestowed favors from among the prophets, and the truthful, and the martyrs, and the good, and a goodly company are they. In this verse, the Prophets refers to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are the truthful, and you all Shias, are the good. After saying this, the Imam said, you keep your name good as Allah has named you thus. The Blessed Kolani has narrated from Abu Sabah through reliable chains of narrators that Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, told him, help me through piety. Whoever from you meets Allah with piety, for him there will be salvation and opening near Allah, because Allah says, and whoever obeys Allah and the Apostle, the Apostle is from us are the truthful, martyrs, pious, and it is incumbent upon Allah that he gathers our Shias and friends with the prophets, the truthfuls, the martyrs, and the pious.
There is a tradition in Qisa'al that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said that there are three truthful ones, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Habib Najjar, and the believer of the people of Pharaoh. In Uyun al-Akbar Riza, it is narrated from the Hazrat that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said that in every ummah, there is one truthful, Siddiq, and one discriminator, Farooq, and the truthful and the discriminator of this ummah is Maulana Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated that prophets means the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, truthful, Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, martyrs, Hassan and Hussein, alayhim as-salam, and good are the other holy imams, alayhim as-salam. And a goodly company are they, is the Qa'im Ali Muhammad, al-Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu farajahu sharif. Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Abu Ayyub Ansari that truthful, Siddiq, are three, Hezkiel, the believer of the people of Pharaoh, Habib Najjar, the person of Yasin and Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, and he is the best of all. It is narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that once an angel having 20 heads came to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet wanted to kiss his hand, but he stopped him, and said that you are the most respected one near Allah among all the creatures of this world and of the heavens. The name of that angel was Mahmud. When the angel turned, the Prophet saw that it was written between his shoulders. There is no God but Allah, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and Ali is the greatest truthful, Siddiq Akbar. The Prophet asked him, "My friend, since when is this written between your shoulders?" He replied, 12,000 years before Allah created your father Adam.
Third verse. Of the believers, are men who are true to the covenant which they made with Allah, so of them, is he who accomplished his vow, and of them is he who yet waits, and they have not changed in the least. The Holy Quran 33, 23. Traditions on the circumstances of the revelation of this verse mention two aspects. First, the verse was revealed in praise of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, and his near ones. As mentioned in Majma'ul Bayan, there is a tradition from Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, that, the verse was revealed in praise of we, and by Allah, I yet wait, and I have not changed, not in the least. In Qisal the Blessed Sayyiduk has narrated this in details from Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. I, my uncle Hamza, my brother Jafar, the son of my uncle, Ubaidah, had promised to Allah and the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, for the pleasure of Allah and His Prophet, we would fulfill the task, so my companions were steadfast, and they were the first martyrs in the way of Allah, and after that, I was left for some assignments that, Allah wished to complete through me. So Allah, sent this verse. So of them is he who accomplished his vow. So, those who fulfilled their promises, were Hamza, Jafar, and Ubaidah, and I, by Allah, am waiting for martyrdom, because I have not changed anything in religion. In the same way, Ibn Mahiyar and Ali ibn Ibrahim, Ramatullah alayhima, have narrated from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, and in the tradition of Ali ibn Ibrahim Naba denotes martyrdom.
Secondly, this verse is said to be in praise of the perfect believer as the Blessed Kulaini narrates in an authentic tradition from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, the faithful are of two types. The first, is the one who has made a covenant to Allah, and has fulfilled his promise completely, as Allah says. Of the believers are men who are true to the covenant which they made with Allah. And, is that believer, who is not afraid of the terrors of this world and the hereafter, and his example is like that of stalk of grass, sometimes, it bends due to the wind, and sometimes it is straight. In the same way, sometimes he is under the pressure of the self, and is sometimes he is protected. It is this believer, who is fearful of the terror of the world and the hereafter, and he is in need of intercession, and he himself is unable to intercede for others, but his end is good. Also, there is a tradition of Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that he said to Abu Basr that, Allah has mentioned you in the Quran, when he said, of the believers, are men who are true to the covenant, which they made with Allah. Then, he said, indeed, you have fulfilled your promise that, Allah had taken from you, that is our vilaya, and you have not chosen others in our place. Also, it is narrated, by the same Imam, alayhi salam, that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, O Ali, one who befriends you has certainly fulfilled his promise, and the one who doesn't befriends you, so he waits, and every day the sun which rises on him, is related to the sustenance and faith. It has come in many traditions that, when Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, was in the desert of Karbala, whenever any of his companions was martyred, and another used to bid farewell, the Imam used to recite this very verse.
Fourth verse. And as for those who believe in Allah and His apostles, these it is that are the truthful and the faithful ones, in the sight of their Lord, they shall have their reward and their light. The Holy Quran 57, 19. In Qisal, there is a tradition from Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, that there is no Shia who would do such a thing that we have refrained him from. And he would not die until a misfortune it befalls him, so that it will be a compensation for his sins, or his wealth is destroyed, or his child dies, or some disease inflicts him. Or some misfortune befalls him. and if any sin remains on him, his soul comes out of the body very painfully. Whoever from our Shias dies, he is either a truthful or a martyr, because he has verified and confirmed our mastership. And his friendship is for us and his enmity is on account of us, and his aim with it, is the pleasure of Allah, and he has brought the right faith on Allah, and his Prophet. Allah says, and as for those who believe in Allah and his apostles, in Majma'ul Bayan, there is tradition of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the explanation of this verse. They shall have their reward and their light. That for them, there is the reward for their worship, and the light for their faith, with which they get the guidance for paradise. The Blessed Ayashi has narrated from Minhali Ghassab that, I said to Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, O Hazrat, pray that Allah gives me martyrdom. The Imam replied that, on whatever condition a believer dies, he is a martyr. Then to prove his point, he recited the same verse. Also there is a tradition from Haris ibn Mogara that, once I was present in the service of Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, when he said that, whoever from you is aware of the Shia religion, and who awaits for our pleasure, and does good work, he is as if, he is in the service of Qa'im Ali Muhammad, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif, and he has fought with his sword. Nevertheless, by Allah I like that person who has been in the service of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has fought along with him, with his sword. By Allah it is as if, he were with the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his tent, and then, was martyred in the way of Allah. And there is a verse in the Quran in your praise. The narrator asked, may I be sacrificed for you, which verse is it? He replied, and as for those who believe in Allah and his apostles. Then, he said, by Allah, you are the truthful and the martyr in the view of Allah. There is a tradition in Tazib that, a person said that, I was in the service of Imam Zainal Abidin, alayhi salam, when a discussion about martyrs was in progress. One of those present said, if a person dies due to dehydration, he is a martyr. Another said, if a wild beast tears a person, he is also a martyr. In the same way, some other said, I don't believe that a person killed in any way to be a martyr, except in the way of Allah. The Imam said, if it is so, martyrs would be very less. Then, he recited the above verse and said, this verse is in praise of our Shia. The Blessed Barki in Mahasan has narrated from Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, that, he said, there is no Shia, but he is either a truthful, or a martyr. Zayd ibn Arkam said, may I be sacrificed for you, who is a martyr? Although many of them die on the bed. Imam said, maybe you have not read the Quran that Allah says in Surah Hud. And as for those who believe in Allah and his apostles. Zayd says, I felt as if I have never read this verse in the Quran. Then the Imam said, if martyrdom was limited to what they say, the martyrs would be very few.
Fifth verse. Who is then more unjust than, he who utters a lie against Allah, and he who gives the lie to the truth, when it comes to him, is there not in hell an abode for the unbelievers? And he who brings the truth, and he who accepts it, as the truth, these are they that guard against evil. The Holy Quran 39:32-33. The Blessed Sheikh Tusi, Rahmatullah Alayh, in Majalis, and Ibn Shara Ashab in Manaqib have narrated from Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, that Sidq or truthfulness, refers to the vilaya of Wi Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Ali ibn Ibrahim says, after this, Imam mentioned about the enemies of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and about those who attribute false things to Allah, and the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and claim the position they do not deserve. Then he said, who is then, more unjust than, he who utters a lie against Allah, and he who gives the lie to the truth, when it comes to him? It means the one who desires the right of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, which was brought by the Holy Prophet. Then, Allah mentioned the Holy Prophet and Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhimus salam. And he who brings the truth, and he who accepts it as the truth. In a tradition from Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhis salam, in Majma'ul Bayan and according to other infallible imams, alayhimus salam, it means, he who brings the truth refers to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he who accepts it refers to Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhis salam.
Sixth verse. And give good news to those who believe that theirs is a high rank with their Lord. The Holy Quran 10, 2. The Blessed Khulainif, Ali ibn Ibrahim and Ayashi, Ramatullah alayhim, has narrated that a high rank means the Holy Prophet, that is their intercession and mastership. The Blessed Khulaini has also narrated from the same Imam that, it refers to the Vilaya of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. The Blessed Ayashi has also narrated similarly.